This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to This Is Our Lives podcast, hosted by older, wiser lesbians Lisa and Sue, for Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. This Is Our Lives podcast gives listeners intriguing, touching and humorous stories of life in and around Melbourne, Australia. Why don't you subscribe so you keep up to date with all the fun and frivolity from Lisa and Sue? Now on with the show.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives with Lisa and Sue.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Sue. How are you going?
I'm going really well, actually. Better week than last week.
Yes.
So, you know, things are a bit better.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
But once again, I bring a little bit of a social issue.
Okay. Or we do love a social issue.
Or a quandary.
Oh, a quandary.
Well, I've decided that people get categorised.
Right.
For many, 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 many reasons.
Okay.
And I've decided that there's two very distinct lot of people in our world, our whole world, not even a boardroom.
Really?
It goes further.
It goes further.
It goes universal.
Mm.
Are you ready?
What is it?
Rule makers
and
rule breakers.
Right.
Right? So I've worked out, and you can actually categorise this in them, and so I dare you.
Okay.
I double dare you.
All right, bring it on.
With a cherry on top.
Okay.
If you like cherries.
Yes.
Do you?
Not those glacé cherries.
Don't you?
No, I hate them.
No, I don't think anybody likes them, do they?
They're not real,
are they?
Foul.
Well,
they're not real.
I think they are real, aren't they?
What's happened to them?
Oh, I don't know. Something nasty. Anyway, right?
Yeah.
So rule breakers and rule makers.
Okay.
So I challenge you to, when you're in your workplace next, just divide them mentally. Don't get them to stand against different walls.
No, no.
Then you're up for workplace bullying.
Well, that's true.
All right. And then you'll find the rule makers.
Okay.
So divide them into rule makers and rule breakers, right? And you'll work out a whole personality thing going on.
But I think you can be a rule maker, say in a work context, and a rule breaker outside.
Well, you could.
Yeah, I think I do that.
You could. And you can shift and move between two possibly. But generally in zones like your friendship or your social circuits, because there's definitely makers and breakers.
Okay.
Right? Because I've been on the tram a couple of times this week.
Okay.
And shocking. Bloody shocking. People not getting up and all that kind of thing for people that need
PT is bad for that sort of stuff.
Oh, isn't it nasty?
They don't get up for old ladies. They don't get up for pregnant women. They don't get up with old men with sandals.
They don't get... Well, maybe they should get kicked off the tram.
True.
They're watching videos on trams and stuff, right? But they don't have their headphones in anymore.
Oh.
They're just like watching a full-on movie.
Oh, so full-on volume up.
Full-on volume up, like, and it's like hand, you know, arm lengths away watching their movies.
Actually,
or whatever.
I think I did see one recently like that and I thought, oh, and nobody calls them on it.
Nobody calls them on it. Well, I didn't either, and because I'm a rule, I reckon I'm more of a rule maker than a breaker.
Well, you should have said something, Sue.
I couldn't. I was too
Everybody
weak.
Else was thinking it.
But so was I, and I did nothing, so I'm enabling bad breaking.
Well, but I think there's a whole issue behind that. If you were to say something, they could whip out a knife and stab you.
Well, that's a good point, too.
Because there's some nutbags on trains.
There are some absolute nutbags.
Mm.
But I think there's good points to having rules. And
yes.
I think we've gone
way too far.
You know, keep off the grass, keep on the grass, keep to the left of the grass, don't touch the grass, water the grass. And, like, there's a million signs wherever you go now.
Yeah. Don't open the door, close the door.
Yeah, stand to the left, stand to the right, you know.
Mm.
I don't know how you
it's
do that.
It's like white noise for me now. It is.
It is.
Mm.
You know, put your dishes away and, oh, you have terrible trouble in the workplace. With
oh,
your workplace.
My workplace.
Microwave.
I won't even tell you. Actually, I will tell you what happened this week. So this is a rule breaker.
Okay.
Right?
Do you know who did it?
Nobody's owned up.
You'll find
But
them.
I lost my shizen.
Did you?
Okay, so it was Monday morning,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We get a fruit delivery, Sue, from one of those fruit places.
That's fancy, but for the whole floor?
Yes, for the whole floor. Not a lot of fruit, 25 pieces of fruit. So, you know, a bit tight ass, but anyway.
Well, that's better than nothing.
It comes in a box, right?
Yeah, sure.
And it comes delivered early, but our office doors can only be opened with the swipe card, right?
Gotcha.
So they pop the box out on the couch outside in the stairwell, you know,
well, they
sort
can't
of thing.
Get in, I guess that's
no,
fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So this particular day, I saw it sitting there, but I had to run out to get some milk. So I was being a team player, and I went down and bought milk for the entire floor.
Good for you. Out of your own money?
No, got a corporate card.
Okay.
I get back, though, ready to pick up that said box. Been opened.
No way.
Been opened, sticky tape ripped off, a piece of fruit missing.
Oh, did you know which one?
A royal gala apple, Sue. But what annoyed me...
What worries me is that you know that answer.
No, because it's got a picking slip in it, because I brought it inside.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. You've gone through the picking slip.
Because there was method to my madness.
You're insane, that's why.
No, because not only did they pick out a bit of fruit, I knew someone had taken fruit. At that point, I didn't know what piece of fruit.
But you were aiming to find out.
Because they left the box out in the hallway. So if you've gone to the effort to open the box, bring the damn thing inside. So,
you could bring all the galas in, really.
Well, you could. There's only one royal gala in the box. So.
Really?
Yes.
So that's how you worked it out?
Well, no, the picking slip. Yeah, exactly.
One gala was gone.
Gala was gone. Open it up, put the fruit in the fruit bowl, which that person probably should have done in the first place.
Devastated.
Then I go storming through the office.
Did you really? Did you
do it? It was early. It was 8 o'clock.
Did you?
I did a stomp. I go, right. I said, whoever has the royal gala, think about it. I said, why would you take one piece of fruit and leave the box out there? That's all I'm going to say.
And I did.
Everybody's scurrying under their tables. But then there was a investigation on board. People are looking for the royal gala, which I reckon someone's popped in their pocket.
Well, no, you wouldn't put your core anywhere after you've done that.
I was waiting for someone to come back with a core. I reckon the whole thing.
Isn't there like video footage?
No.
Did anybody, was it the talk of the day?
Well, they said Lisa's lost her marbles again. But can you believe that? I normally wouldn't get upset, but it was so ridiculously just not a team player.
You're just so engulfed in that whole thing, aren't you? The look of passion in your eyes is unbelievable.
The fact that I knew it was a royal gala had everybody laughing.
It's terrifying to feel.
I hope they enjoyed that royal gala.
Well, they didn't sleep for the next 20 years, did they?
No.
Oh, my God. And you've never... that's it.
I don't know who it was.
So now do you now put a sign on the fruit box going, if you take a bit of fruit, don't take the gala? Or do you go, if this box is outside, please take it inside with you?
That would be great.
Except you've got to get there at 7 in the morning. You should have been able to narrow it down, though, I reckon, to who the rule breaker was.
Well, there was only probably around about 7 people in the building.
You should have lined them up.
So it's one of those 7.
Should have lined them up.
Yeah, but I thought that would be bullying.
Yeah, it would be. Who cares? But get a gala back. Did anybody have apple in their teeth?
No. I didn't.
I tell you, nobody ate an apple at work that day, even if they'd brought an apple from home.
There was one Granny Smith in the box as well. It lasted for 3 days before someone took it. No one eats it, Granny Smith.
No, you make them into a pie, don't you? They're a bit tart.
Yeah.
Prefer my Pink Lady.
Or your Royal Gala.
Well, I didn't go to your workplace that day.
No.
But it does show that, there's a rule breaker and a maker, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
But I reckon you are absolutely, not categorically, a rule maker.
Yes,
you're not
a
breaker by any standard.
I sometimes do bend them a little, Sue.
When? I've never seen you bend a rule.
Okay. All right. I'm going to fess up.
Oh, the last time you did that, I had to go to therapy.
Okay.
Okay, go.
All right. So you know how there's disabled parking?
Oh, my God. If you tell me right now that you parked in a disabled zone, I'm going to be upset.
I have parked in one, but I've brought a disabled person with me.
Oh, that's different.
With their pass.
That's different. You're allowed to.
I know, but it's kind of like I feel guilty. Because I've got a little sports car and I drive in there, right, with my little disabled sticker. Raylene's mum, who's got one, because she's, an elderly lady.
Yeah.
And parking the disabled, and it's right out the front.
But that's great for her mum. That's fine. Don't you worry about that.
I know, but then if you're coming back to the car early and she's off buying a bingo or whatever.
Oh, you can't go back
to the car. You can't
go
back
to
the car.
No, because I would be in the car park yelling at you.
You'd be going.
Just like you'd stolen a gala. I'd say, excuse me.
How rude.
How rude. Get away. Mm. Although I always want to do that, but I never do.
Okay.
Unless I'm in the car, with the windows shut and all that. I'm saying nasty things to people. But no, not in public.
Oh.
Oh, I'm scared.
Do you wind the windows up and then shout at them?
Well, I can't do it in the convertible anymore.
Oh.
I got caught out the other week.
At yelling at people?
Well, I said some bad words. I forgot the roof was off.
Oh.
I know, I couldn't help myself.
Right. So I think we might go to song, Sue, while we ponder some more rule breaking.
I'm a rule maker, Lisa.
Oh, okay.
You little rebel.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
Owls. Wise animals. Also apex predators. Sounds like Lisa and somebody else. Sue, perhaps?
Listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue. I've contemplated that, Lisa.
Right.
And definitely a rule maker.
Oh.
Although I do bendeth the ruleth every now and again.
Right.
Oh, you can't help it though.
So what sort of bending do you do?
Oh, anywhere I can really, let's face it.
Right.
It's not really rule breaking rather than just theft.
Okay. Right. Okay. Theft of what though?
Pens.
Oh.
At conferences.
Are you a bit of a stationery hog?
I am.
Yeah, but the conference pens can be a little bit cheap.
They can be, but sometimes you get good ones.
Yeah.
You know how generally at the conference you get the big white wedding table?
Yes.
And then you get usually, sometimes you get like mints in the middle.
Yep.
This is what we generally get. Mm. I don't know what you get. And a pad, which is like only about 10 pages. Who wants that?
Yeah.
So anyway, it leads to the next bit of my
little
story.
Little pad.
And pen beside you. And then a glass of water.
So do you steal everybody else's pen if they leave them behind?
Yes.
Ooh.
And okay. Not just my table.
So you walk out with an array of pens.
Yep.
Everybody's had a chew on it.
Yes.
Ooh.
No, no. They've got to look clean.
Okay.
So I take...
You don't take the Mentos off the top either, do you? Don't put them in your handbag. Oh, Sue.
I do.
Really? I hope you leave the glasses there.
Well, I didn't know. Once I really liked one. I did really like... Well, actually, it was two because I needed a matching set.
Oh, okay.
But it was only once.
Actually, I have stolen a couple of Rydell wine glasses from a pub.
That's not okay.
Nice glasses.
Oh, well, that's fair enough then. That's not okay. But I can't help... Like, I love a good pen.
Yes.
So when I am leaving a conference, they've gone. They don't want them anymore.
No, they don't.
They're going to put them probably, I don't know where the gala box went. So I'm going, right, I'm going for it.
Okay.
So I scoot around my table.
Yep.
And I kind of just like line things up like I'm helping tidy.
And they go, what's she doing?
They're not even noticing. They're just like hoping everybody. They're turning the lights on and off. Get out. And then they're happy. But, you know, nick off. Take what you need and you get lost, will you?
So you're the type of person that cleans out the butter from the from a restaurant. You're the type of person that pops all the shampoo and conditioner in your bag when you're at a hotel.
Oh, probably even more than that.
You don't take bathrobes.
No, I wouldn't take anybody else's bathrobes.
Right.
But every product
yep.
that I can, I do.
Pens, pads,
earbud things.
Yep.
Shoe wax, like polish things.
You don't even polish your shoes.
I know, but it's free, so I take them.
Oh.
So, but there is no rule that. There is no rule that says do not take.
No, that's true.
So they're there. So really, that is a rule-making situation.
That is true.
So I follow the rules.
Yep.
Perhaps... acquiring a little too much stationery. Can I tell you though?
Okay.
26 pens is my highest.
Ooh.
20, that's pretty good, isn't it?
I just come back from a conference. I didn't even think to do that. I stole my pen.
Oh, no, no, no. 26 lasts me a good week in my workplace.
Oh.
Pens, I seriously, right? Yep. They're like gala apples.
Mm.
They just go and nobody actually owns up to who's taken the pen.
Right.
So actually, can I tell you something?
Yes, please do.
You know what I've done to annoy these rule breakers? Of pen takers.
Oh.
I should make a song of that.
Okay.
So what I did was I got all my red pens and I got all my blue pens.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And I took the ink out.
And swapped them over.
I swapped them over.
Oh.
So I'm holding a red pen now, but it's actually, no, it's got blue ink in it. I saw it once.
Oh, okay. And they wouldn't steal a red pen.
No, they're not going to steal the red pens.
Oh, that's smart.
Ta-da.
That is really smart,
Sue. I know. Mm. I know. But, you know, it only lasted for so long because I got bored of doing it. And I should get back to it again.
Well, I think you should steal more pens.
All right, then.
Next time we're at a conference, let's do it. Let's make more than 26.
I'm going to have to because that's a pretty good record.
Mm.
I wish they made better notes.
That's a year's supply.
It is. But I guess the workplace and rule taking and breaking is pretty hard because there's so many rules.
Yes.
Put the lid down, flush the toilet.
Well, I hope you don't pee
standing. But you know what
up.
I mean? There's signs for everything.
Yeah.
So you sort of feel a bit obliged to follow most of them.
What about taking food into the theatre? Do you do that? Because it's so expensive.
Absolutely. Mm. Oh, my God.
You take a Malteser, don't you?
I take everything. I take things that aren't noisy.
Oh, okay. So no chips, no rattly bits and pieces.
So the worst thing you can do, I've worked this out.
Bit of sushi.
I've had sushi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
The worst, what I've worked out, right, so if you're going to be a tight ass, you can't be loud.
Okay.
Because if I was walking around going, excuse me, I got this pen.
Yeah.
They're going to go, no.
No.
So you're not going to happen,
that's
right?
That's true.
So I've worked
out. You walk with authority.
I walk with authority.
Mm.
And I don't take plastic bags.
Okay.
And then I empty out my chip packets.
Oh, okay.
Into like, what are they, you know, like little bags?
Ziploc.
Like Ziploc bags.
Yeah, because they don't crinkle.
Because they don't crinkle, people.
Yeah.
But I prefer to buy the popcorn.
Okay.
I don't want to take my own popcorn. It's a bit boring.
Yeah, no, their popcorn's good. It's probably been sitting there since 1975, but, you know, hey. it's like the pickled onions at the fish and chip shop. You
they
don't
still
know.
Sell them, you
know.
You
don't know how long they've been there, but God, they're good.
They're good, aren't they? But yep. They make you wheeze.
They make you fart.
Note to self.
Yes.
Sue and Lisa should never have pickled onions.
That's true.
You know what? I can't remember when I had that, though.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
Sick and tired, getting older. I keep getting lost, trying to find my way. street light looks the same. So I'm taking a chance of walking away and breaking the rule. Nobody here can tell me what to do. I'm out on my own, making my way, trying to be so.
Listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue. Oh, I've got an idea.
Yes.
Let's play a game.
Okay, go for it.
Rule breaker, rule maker.
Right.
I will come up with one.
Yes.
Theory, social scenario.
Okay.
And you have to tell me whether you'd rule break or rule make.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
And then you, ditto.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Game on.
Right.
Here's the first one. Shall I give you a social dilemma whether you're going to be a rule maker or a rule breaker?
Go for it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
The price tag.
Mm.
Comes up as, well, let's say $39.95, right?
Okay.
You get to the register.
Yep.
Comes up $13.95. What are you going to do?
Score, give me the cheap one. I'm going to go back and get another five.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
So in that case.
Rule breaker.
All right.
Yep.
Hit me.
Yep. Okay. I've got one for you.
All right.
Working overtime.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I know, but you're actually getting paid for it.
Not really.
No, just say you do, Sue.
Okay, I do.
Okay.
I do.
The payroll office.
Right.
Makes a mistake.
Oh, no.
Pays you 15 hours instead of five.
Oh, I've taken it.
What do you do?
I take it.
You take it.
I take it and then I don't sleep for the next 3 years thinking they're going to get it, they're going to get it, they're going to get it, they're going to find out, they're going to find out.
But then you just say, oh, I'll pay it back at $22 a fortnight.
3 cents, mate.
Remember
when cents were real?
Oh, I know.
That was a good time.
So you're a rule breaker as well?
I'm a rule breaker. It's not looking good for me. All right, I've got one for you.
Okay.
You are about to cross a road.
Right.
100 metres down.
Yep.
Are a set of traffic lights.
Okay, yes.
You know the right thing to do is to cross at the traffic lights.
Right.
Do you decide, I'm going to cross the road here, or do you do the right thing and go to the traffic lights?
Is it a busy road?
Fairly busy.
Right. If it wasn't overly busy that I thought I was going to get hit, cross where I was.
across where I was. Me too. All right. We're not really very good at the rulemaking.
No, we're not really good.
No, I thought we were better than this. No. I thought we were good people.
We're not good people.
I know.
I'm so sad about that.
Me too. I think we have to go now.
I think we have to go, Sue.
I think we have to go to counselling.
Yeah, definitely. You've been listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue. We hope you've enjoyed the show today.
Rule breaking, rule making. And if you've got a topic
that you'd like us to talk about, send us a message.
Owls@joy.org.au.
Yep. Until next time,
stay safe
and stay tuned.
And that's the show. Thanks for listening. This Is Our Lives podcast comes out every fortnight. Got any questions? Email us at owls@joy.org.au. Or check out all our social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as our blog. Why don't you subscribe? Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.